It's a question we've been asking for many months. How many unarmed people are killed each year by police? We've learned over that time that there are no reliable figures. Police are not required to report the use of deadly force, and so advocacy groups and journalists have been trying to get those figures themselves. In a moment, we'll hear from one reporter who's looking into this.
First, we go to Baltimore, where homicides in May were the highest in four decades. Many accuse police of a deliberate slowdown since six officers were charged in the death of Freddie Gray. Both sides say rebuilding trust in the police is key. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports on the challenge of doing that.
The community group No Boundaries holds lots of listening sessions in West Baltimore. Organizer Rebecca Nagel says at one, well before Freddie Gray's death, people were asked, who has the most power in your community?
And there were two groups that every group picked, and that was the police and drug dealers.
Police, she says, are key to anything getting better.
What we heard from residents is that a lot of the other things that residents want to see happen in the neighborhood, like more opportunities for young people, better stores, better parks, none of that can happen until people feel safe.
But since the violence and rioting after Gray's death, Baltimore Police Commissioner Anthony Batts says even his own officers are struggling.
There's people who have pain, there's people who are hurt, there's people who are frustrated, there are people who are angry.
He says officers feel under a microscope and hindered when trying to do their job.
When officers pull up to respond to a call, they have 30 to 50 people surrounding them at any given point in time. We have to send out multiple units at any time. They're just doing basic police work in a Western right now, which says that we have to work on that community engagement.
Gwen Brown says there's a long way to go. She organizes in various neighborhoods with Baltimoreans United in Leadership Development, or BILD. She says the Western Police District has had too much turnover.
In the Eastern District, I can name almost all of the neighborhood service officers. I don't know who they are here, and most of the residents don't know who they are either.
Brown's group has asked that the newly appointed commander of the Western District stay for at least 3 years. Commissioner Batts says new leadership in the district is charged with diplomacy and communication.
Long range is that we're going to have to engage in conversations over there. We're going to have to bring the temperature down. It's going to take time.
Six, seven people together.
To talk to Briscoe.
Briscoe and...
Community organizers are already setting up those conversations.
We will go door to door, walking with the police, with clergy, with resident leaders.
Rob English, also with the group BILD, says the meetings will start small.
This is two people sitting down at the kitchen table, looking each other in the eye, and introducing who they are. What's their story?
That's important to build trust. It needs to be rebuilt, but it's not all just about public relations.
Peter Moskos is with John Jay College of Criminal Justice. He says even if upstanding citizens of West Baltimore love the police, it doesn't solve the main problem.
What we need to hear is more about how police are going to deal with those who are shooting each other.
No doubt, says organizer Rob English, but the better police know residents, the better they can keep them safe. To that end, activists had planned a neighborhood cookout with police tomorrow. Earlier this week, Elder C.W. Harris had already set up his grill to fry up bacon, eggs, and hot dogs right outside the police station.
And we'd be able to see every shift and greet them and find out each one's name.
But after another tough week, he says police canceled. He was told the new commander deemed it too much too soon. Police say they do look forward to a cookout in the near future. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Baltimore.